Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up and allowing us to see this new day, the day that our Lord has made, the day that no one else has ever been in this day but our God. Yes, and today is Friday the 11th of March 2022. It is a day that we as a purpose-driven people are ready to receive what the Lord has installed for us today. Yes, we are ready to receive all the blessings, all the anointing, all the breakthroughs our Lord has prepared for us today. And we thank God for what he is doing right here at this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. So we're going to go before the Lord in prayer, and a prayer of agreement, for one can put 1,000 to flight and two can put 10,000. And I know we are more than two here. We are more than three, and we can put thousands to flight. And we know that we are not alone, for he is here with us, because he said where two or three are gathered in my name, he is there. So we are gathered, even though we are in the airwaves, we are gathered in his name, and he is here. The good part is he's not just by himself. We have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. They are here with us. We are not alone. So we thank God for his love, the love that covers a multitude of sins. So we're going to go before the Lord as Jesus taught his disciples. Yes, when they came to him, they asked him, Lord, teach us how to pray. How should we pray? And he said to them, so we're going to start with the Lord's Prayer together and say, Our Heavenly Father, how our Lord be thy name. Let your kingdom come, Father, on this earth as it is in heaven. And let your will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. We thank you, Father God, for giving us today our daily bread, for providing for us our daily bread, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we know that healing is the bread of the children. So it's part of our daily bread, Father, the healing we need in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, for forgiving us of all our debts, all our everything that we have done that is not pleasing to you, Lord. Anything that is distasteful to you, Father, we thank you for forgiving us, Father God. Yes, for cleansing us with your hyssop and washing us clean in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for forgiving us a forgiving heart, that we forgive those who have offended us, those who have done us wrong, that we let them go. We do not want to keep anyone or anything as a prisoner in our hearts, Lord. We want to let them go. Help us, Holy Spirit. Bring them into our remembrance so that we let them go. And we thank you that we learn from you, Lord Jesus. You are a forgiver. You are a lover. You are love yourself. Yes, for you came so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. abundantly. We thank you for abundant life, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for not leading us into any temptation. Even if the enemy might try to trap us and try to detour us, distract us, but you lead us not into any temptation. You deliver us, Father, from all evil in the mighty name of Jesus. You deliver us and protect us from all evil, seen or unseen. Sin in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We honor you, Lord. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, thank you, Father God, for being our God, being our deliverer, being our protector and our shield. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we choose, Father God, yes, to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of our life, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, this morning, for you are such a good shepherd. Yes, the one who laid down his life for his sheep, in the mighty name of Jesus. You are, yes, the air that we breathe. You are the life that we live. You are the bright and morning star. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, you are the lily of the valley. For our God, you are a consuming fire. You are the fire that burns all sin and drought. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. Yes, for you are a God who hears prayer. For you are, your ears are not heavy that they cannot hear us, Lord. Neither your hand is shortened that it cannot reach and touch each and every one of us. I thank you, Father God, this morning. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, for hearing our prayers and answering our prayers. We thank you for the opportunity. We do not take this for granted, for us to be able to come every morning, Father, to have an appointment with you at the same time. Yes, throughout the week after week, month after month, year after year, it is not by might, it is not by power, but it is by your spirit, it is by your grace, it is by your love, the love that covers a multitude of sins. So we are grateful and we thank you, Father. Yes, because we have noticed and seen time after time, even as recent as these past couple of weeks, how things can change so quickly. Yes, people in their homes, in their sanctuaries, their church buildings, their tabernacles, or wherever they are, businesses and their workplaces and everything taken away from them just like that. But only you, Father, who does not change. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we are grateful. We are thankful in the name of Jesus as we continue to come before you, Father, by faith. Yes, and trusting you, Lord, because we know that without faith, it is impossible to please you. And we thank you for increasing our faith. And we thank you, Father God, that you are such a merciful and gracious God. You said even if your faith is as small as a mustard seed, yes, and we just say, bring our small faith and agree with each other and be in agreement with your word, Father, as we come to you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We honor you, Father God, the great I am. Yes, a as we continue to believe and trust in you for healing and our salvation and deliverance of our brothers and sisters, those who do not know you, Father, that you touch them, Father, and soften their hearts, Father, their hard hearts, their hearts of stone, and soften them up, Father, that when they hear your voice, when you stand on the door of their hearts and you knock, Lord, that they will open for you. They will let you in the name of Jesus. So we are believing, Father, yes, from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, yes, that you draw them, Father, draw them unto you, Lord. Yes, in the name of godless of what the stronghold is, we thank you, Father God, that you are breaking every yoke, every addiction, every chain that holds them back. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for healing. Yes, those who are sick, some are in the hospitals, some are scheduled for surgery this morning. Some are already in the process of having a surgery right now. Yes, we send you, Father God, the blood of Jesus that heals all manner of diseases and sicknesses. The one, Father God, you shed on the cross, for you were wounded for all our transgressions. Yes, you were bruised for all our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon you, Lord Jesus. So this morning, Father, we decree and declare with confidence that by your stripes we are healed. There is no sickness or disease that you cannot heal, whether it's mental, emotional, physical, or spiritual, Father. You heal all manner of diseases, whether it's a disease, any type of cancerous, yeah, whether it's the cancer of the skin or internal organs or any part of our bodies, including the cancer of the bones. You heal, Father. We thank you for healing, Father God. We have our family members, those who are sick. We stand on the gap on their behalf, Father, and lift them up. Our neighbors, our friends, even those whom we do not know, we pray for them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you touch and heal them. You even heal the brokenhearted, Father. There are some who are brokenhearted. They have lost their loved ones, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. We release you, Holy Spirit, who is our comforter, to comfort these families, comfort our brothers and sisters, Father. Yes, some are trying to make sense of these senseless things happening and how their loved ones have been taken away from them. One thing we do know, Father God, is that there is a thief who is the devil, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Lord Jesus, you came so that we might have life more abundantly. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for comforting them, Father. Yes, for mending their broken hearts. And we pray that they do not get bitter towards you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that if they do not know you, that it is time for them to turn to you, Father. Yes, to run to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because you are our strong tower, Lord. When we run to you, we are safe. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, even if they do believe in you, Father, that they do not mourn as people who do not have hope, is people who do not know you, in the name of Jesus, that they lift their eyes to you, Father, that they run to you, Lord, because you are our helper in the time of need, to run to you, Father, for the name of the Lord is our strong power. And when we run to you, Father God, we are safe. We thank you for safety, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we continue, Father God, to stand on the gap and believe for your rescue, for your deliverance, as we lift our eyes to you, Father, and stand on the gap for our all nations and this restlessness that is going on in the Eastern European countries, Lord. Yes, between Ukraine and Russia right now, and we know it is spilling over into the neighboring countries, Father. And not only that, it has even spilled over right here where we are. We are feeling the effects of it when we go to the gas pumps and even in our grocery stores. But the major, Father, the major, the main thing is your protection of the people, Father. As you say in your word, we stand on your promises and your word in 2 Chronicles 7, that if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, hallelujah, then you, Father God, who is in heaven, you will hear our prayers, Lord, and you will forgive our sins and heal our land. This morning, Father, this morning, Lord, we pray for this condition, Father, that is going on in Ukraine. Lives, mothers, pregnant mothers, babies, infants, even premature babies who are being taken and butchered from incubators and these machines that were trying to help them breathe and give them hope. But they are taken senselessly. So this morning, Father God, we cry out unto you, the one who wipes our tears, the one who hears, we pray and intercede for our brothers and sisters crying, even right here, Father, crying out and confess our sins on their behalf and turn away from our wicked ways on their behalf, that you forgive. Forgive, Lord, and heal our land. Heal, Father. Only you, Lord, only you. We turn to you. We run to you. Because you are our defense. For the Lord is our defense. You defend us. You fight for us. I know what war does. I experience it myself, what war does. And I see it, Father. It brings back memories. And we pray, Father, right now, yes, diplomacy has failed. Talks, and they can talk all they want. Only you, you are our rescue. So this morning, Father God, we stand on the gap. Pray, we cry out to God that have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy on our brothers and sisters. By the authority and the power we get from the blood of Jesus. As you said, we can command, we can say to this mountain, be ye be removed and be thrown into the sea. And it happens, so we join our little faith like a mustard seed and call out to you, Father, that this comes to stop. We don't allow
this war to continue. In the name of Jesus. Yes, we do still believe and trust that you give wisdom to the world leaders. Authority as they come together and put their heads together, we know only you are the giver of wisdom. We said, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask. So we ask, Father, on behalf of world leaders, as they gather together and put their heads together, that they come out with an effective solution, not to be intimidated, as bold as they solution is that they do it in the mighty name of Jesus. But we do not forget Putin, Father. You are the one who softened many's heart, that you touch his heart. In the mighty name of Jesus, you did it for Saul when he was on his way to Damascus to slaughter the saints, and he had killed some and was going to kill some more, and he met with you. Nobody opened a scripture, Bible, and a verse and read it to him and tried to convince him. Nobody stood at the street corner for him and called him to come to repentance and lay hands on him. But when he met with you on his way to Damascus, when he met with you, he recognized that you are Lord. He called you Lord by himself. So with that same spirit, that same power, that same presence, we release it to Putin right now, wherever he is, whether he is in his high offices or in a bunker or wherever he is, in bed, sleeping. We just pray, Father God, that you touch his heart. Take away that heart of stone and give him a heart of flesh, that he's softened, because he can change. You can change people. Only you can. That he come to his senses. In the mighty name of Jesus. We are trusting you, Lord. We are depending on you to rescue our people, to rescue nations. And we pray, Father, against the copycatters, because some nations and some countries are standing with one eye open, learning and trying to copy and want to repeat the same stuff. So we pray, Father God, this morning, rebuking anyone who might want to copy and want to imitate what is going on. So my brothers and sisters, our lives are open. Just at this time, let us intercede for the nation. Let us call unto God with a humble heart. The one who hears and the one who answers prayer. We know prayer changes things, and God hears prayer.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord. We call unto you, Father.
We are standing.
Anything and everything that men cannot do.
For you,
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh,
Jesus. Let Let's just give him a shout. Let's just shout it to the Lord. If you are in a position in an area where you can shout, yes, just shout unto him. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Lord all families of the people. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due to his name. There is glory due to our God. There is glory due to his name. Give to the Lord the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come into his court. I'm on verse 9. All worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. He is still on the throne. He reigns. He is still on the throne. He is still our God. He does not change. Verse 10. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and all its fullness. Let the field be joyful and all that is in it. Then all the trees of the wood will rejoice before the Lord, for he is coming. For he is coming to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with his truth. So at this part of, we just want to worship him. We want to praise him. Right now, we have asked, we believe he heard us, and we believe he answers prayer. He hears prayer. And now we're going to praise him. Let us not ask of anything. I know we have prayer requests. We have prayer needs. We have all these other things. We're going to put them on the side. Our personal issues, our family issues, our neighborly issues, we're going to put them on the side. But we're going to praise him. Let us give thanks unto the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Let us praise him. Open up your mouth. Let's praise God. For he inhabits the praises of his people. So let's praise our God. I praise you, Father. I praise you, Abba, Father. Open up your mouth, my brother, my sister. Praise him. Let's praise him.
Oh, yes, Lord. I just praise you.
Hallelujah, our heavenly Father. Our everlasting God. You are the Father to the fatherless. Yes, you are our keeper, the keeper, the protector of widows. And oh,
yes, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for your
grace,
your mercy, and your grace. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord.
Yes,
Lord, I just give you the glory, Lord.
Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord.
For
your daily, Maurice,
you are the Lord.
Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord.
Oh,
yes, hallelujah.
Yes,
Thank you, Almighty God. Yes, yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know about you. I feel good right now. I feel good. Amen. Hallelujah. So the lights are open and we are just grateful. Let's just give another shout out to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I am just reminded the first time I went to a live football game and didn't understand anything about football. A friend of ours invited us and went to a football game, and we, you know, they gave us the shirt. We were supposed to support a particular team. But, you know, the joy when you are sitting in those seats and people are excited, it's so contagious. It happened that the team, our friends, were supporting. We were losing, but there was a lot of commotion and joy on the other side, the team that was winning. I just found myself standing up and rooting for the opposite team, the ones who are beating us. That's how contagious it was, until one of our friends pulled me down and said, oh, that's not our team. That's how contagious when excitement and joy comes. So right now when we praise him, it's so joyful, it's so contagious. You can't contain yourself. I can't contain myself. I am just excited. Let's give him one more shout before we give our prayer request and see who is here. Hallelujah!
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 Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. Is there any other?
Good morning. This is Linda. I'm listening. Thank you for your prayer and for the service today.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Ask the apostle prayer for family reconciliation.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Good morning. This is Teresa. I'm listening. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning.
Hallelujah.
Good
Amen.
Morning. This
Amen.
Is Philip.
I'm listening. Facebook, good morning.
Amen.
Amen.
This is Sister Marie. I have another prayer request. I turned my paperwork back in to Jewish Tower, but the lady was out on Friday, and she's been out, and she may be back today. So I just pray that there's nothing that can hinder me from moving into Jewish
Tower. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Amen. Just say another.
This is Sister Gladys again. And I just want to just thank God for when I go out and I walk out my faith that I find the apartment that I need.
Yes.
In Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And I just thank God and thank you all for your prayers. When we prayed for Shiki, the little girl who had the eyes issue,
mm-hmm.
it turned out that it was just allergies. Apparently what had happened, so the mother called mm-hmm. and she was crying and thinking that her daughter is blind. But what had happened mm-hmm. is the allergies were so harsh and she kept on rubbing her eyes that they mm-hmm. had puffed out on the inside. Mm-hmm. So it was swollen more on the inside, which was the eyelids were, you know, hindering her from seeing. So she just said she can't see, and they thought she had gone blind. So we just thank God that, you know, they are watching those allergies carefully, and she is doing much, much better. So we thank God for hearing our prayers and answering our prayers. And just continue praying for the kids. I have two of my grandkids here. And they too struggle a lot, especially this time of the year with the allergies. So just to pray for, you know, their healing. And God can heal anything, you know. He can take care of anything and everything. As we are at the top of the hour, let us all go before the Lord with these prayer needs and ask God to touch and open doors for those who need favor, whether it's work-related, whether it's apartment to live, whether it's construction in the house, anything and everything, and peace and reconciliation in the families, and also a favored place for our sisters who need a place to stay, and anything else you can think of, and the peace in families, in Jesus' name. So let's go before the Lord and pray for these prayer needs together.
Yes,
in Jesus' name.
God,
Father,
in the name
for the reconciliation in his family and all our families. They love Father in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord. Yes, Father, for the work to be done in the house of Israel in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you that the people will not cut corners, but that they will do a good job and not take advantage of him, but give a favorable Christ, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for touching and healing, even Jaden, Lord. I thank you for using the pressure of his eyes. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, Lord. We glorify your name for hearing our prayers and answering our prayers. For there is no any other God but you. We feel this blessing, we feel this breakthrough by the precious blood of Jesus, that the battle is won. And it is done by the precious blood of Jesus. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And we just thank God for each and every one of you, for your consistency and your persistence to continue to come and stand on the gap. Yes, prayer changes things. And what we are doing is not going unnoticed. Our God knows everything. He sees everything. He is fighting even our personal battles, those that we know or we don't know, as we intercede and stand on the gap on behalf of others. As we are mindful of his people, he is mindful of our business as well. So we thank God. I promise you, this weekend is going to be better than last weekend, for we move from glory to glory, and God is just so good that he has installed for us something good for the weekend. So I thank God, and I'm going to turn this time over to Pastor Darlene in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor Scholastica, for this time of joyfulness and just the excitement. I could just hear your voice and everybody who raised your voice to the King. And as we are at the top of the hour, I do want to remind everybody that this is the weekend that our clocks spring forward. So you have to put your... can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so this weekend, take your clocks forward, so you'll be on time for whatever services you will be attending on Sunday or whatever you're supposed to do Sunday. And then also, I just wanted to say something concerning the time. There was a group of men in the Bible. They were a part of Jacob's family. the tribe of Issachar. They were men who understood the times with knowledge of what Israel should do. There were 200 chiefs, and all of their relatives were all at their command. So basically what I'm saying is that we need to remember to listen and see what is happening in our world. Now, we do realize that the price of gas is going up, and with that, everything else is going to increase. So that means that we need to think ahead and not wait until the groceries are so expensive that you cannot afford it. So while you can do it right now, you can start stocking up on stuff. You know, you can buy things that can last for a while. So when it comes time for you to maybe in the future to purchase those things, you will already have them, and you will not have to pay that high price. So what I'm doing is encouraging you to start stocking. I'm not saying to go out and just run and take everything out of the store, but over, you know, a few days at a time, maybe over a few weeks, start stocking up on the things that you know that you will need in the future. Because, I mean, prices are going up. Your dollars are going to buy less. And so we have to, even Joseph, you know, God blessed him to be in a position to prepare for the famine that was coming. I don't know just to what extent this war is going to affect us, but it is affecting us. And I believe that there are some things that our government can do, such as releasing the oil and telling people to go ahead and bring the oil out of the ground so that our prices can go down. But, you know, everything is done according to what they think is best or what kind of money they're trying to get. You know, it's all about the dollar. So we as consumers, we can do something. And if you're able to get, I don't know if you have a freezer at your house, but you can start freezing, you know, buying stuff that goes in the freezer and put it in the freezer and maybe have a generator also. Generators are important when the power goes out. So I'm just giving this information so that you can do something for yourself and not wait till, oh, everything is so high that you can't buy anything and your money is all gone. So right now, I just want to make a declaration that we cover and seal all the prayers that have gone up with the blood of Jesus, and I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, they are rejected, and they shall not come to pass. We send them back to the sender because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. So I decree this morning we are blessed and cannot be cursed, and we will continue to rejoice in the Lord. Let us go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu, that is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Have faith in God. Know that I love you, and I thank you for loving me back. Have a beautiful weekend. Come back on Monday. Bring somebody. Be refreshed and renewed over the weekend, and have a great, once again, I love you. Amen.
Amen. Love you more.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Cheryl Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L, second word is L-E-I-G-H, Drive. That's 1698 Cheryl Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia, zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com. Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.